Degenerate Derek Podcast.
I ain't going to waste your time this week. Plus, I don't have a whole lot of time. Podcast is going to be pretty short. 4-6 in my first 2 weeks. 40%. 2-3 week one, 2-3 week two. Not great. Not great. But it's week three. We've seen these teams play a little bit. I should be able to hone in at least a 4-1 weekend. Anything less than 4-1 is unacceptable. I'm in last place in the Circa Millions contest with my gambling partner, Brian. We suck ass there, too. Hopefully, week three is a big week for all of us. All right? Listen, shout out. I got a ton of people hit me up on Twitter and Instagram sending me their picks. I think I'm the only one having a bad year so far because people are fucking killing it out there. I love that you guys send me your picks. I love that so many of you have gotten into this, gotten into betting on football games. I know it's not because of me. I know it's because it's been advertised like fucking crazy everywhere you go. And so you guys have taken an interest in it. And a lot of, man, there's people out there that know their shit. Sending me some winners. So I'm going to hopefully join you this weekend. All right, I got five picks. I'm going to get straight into it for week three. Okay, let's go.
Number five.
I got the Green Bay Packers -1.5 at home taking on the New Orleans Saints. That Saints offense is brutal. It's brutal to watch. Green Bay at home. I think these teams are, you know, it's not that Green Bay is so much better, but I think they win the game by a field goal, definitely. So Green Bay -1.5. The Saints are 2-0. They haven't lost yet, but they're 0-1-1 against the spread. Packers are 1-1 on the year. They're 2-0 against the spread. I like the Packers at home to move to 2-1, I like them -1.5 taking on the Saints.
Number four.
Detroit Lions, -3 at home taking on the Falcons. Detroit had a big win week one against Kansas City. Came back to earth after they lost to the Seahawks because the Seahawks stumbled week one against the Rams. So you're like, God, do the Seahawks suck? Especially at home they lost. Rams might be a little bit better than people thought, including myself, because they played the 49ers really tough, which the 49ers are the second-best team in the league right behind the Cowboys. So it is – I think the Lions' loss isn't that bad to Seattle, even though it was at home. I think this Atlanta team does not have a quarterback. They don't have an offense. I think Detroit is going to feast. -3 to me is a gift. Detroit Lions, I love this pick. That's my fourth pick. Lions -3 taking on the Falcons.
Number three.
I'm going to go with the Raiders -2.5 Sunday night taking on the Steelers. Las Vegas is at home. Steelers did get a big win last week against the Browns, but, I mean, the Steelers, that offense is yuck. So I'm just going, I mean, the Raiders are 1-1. They're 1-1 against the spread. Steelers have the same record. I'm just going a little at-home Raider action here on Sunday night. I think they show up to play. -2.5 taking on the Steelers. Give me the Raiders for my third pick, -2.5.
Number two.
I'm going to go Washington Commanders, +6.5 at home, taking on the Buffalo Bills. Commanders are 2-0. You don't see a lot of teams that are 2-0 be 6.5-point dogs to anybody at home. The line does not make sense to me. The money's on the Bills because the Bills thrashed the Raiders last week. Commanders, they struggled a little bit against Arizona. They still won that game, and then obviously they had a big win last week on the road in Denver. Even though Denver's 0-2, they kind of suck. But still, they're 2-0. So they've already the football team knows how to win football games. And now they got a Bills team coming into their house, and they're +6.5. Washington's the play for me right here. Washington Commanders +6.5 at home taking on the Bills.
Number one.
My favorite play of the day. Colts +8 on the road taking on the Ravens. I'm even going Colts money line in this game. I love the Colts +8 in this spot. Colts are 1-1. They're 1-1 against the spread. Ravens are 2-0, 2-0 against the spread. I love the Colts here. +8. I can't explain. I've watched both Colts games. I've watched both Ravens games. I think the Colts match up well. I think the Colts quarterback is gaining confidence every snap. Every snap, he's building confidence. I definitely like them to keep it within 8. I even like the Colts to win the game. But Colts plus 8, that is my pick. So quick recap again. Packers minus 1.5 at home taking on the Saints. Detroit minus 3 at home taking on the Falcons. Then I got Raiders at home minus 2.5 taking on the Steelers. Then I got Washington at home taking on the Bills plus 6.5. A lot of home teams. And then I got the Colts on the road taking on the Ravens plus 8. This is my 4-1 week. I feel it. 4-1 I'm going this week. 4-1. I better go 4-1. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Sorry for the short pod, but I had to get it out. You know, I got fucking so much on my plate right now, but I am getting the pod done. I love these picks. I've been working on it all week. I know I'm 4-6 on the year. I'm hitting 40%. I'm not seeing it. I think it changes this week, though. I got a couple games under my belt now from each team. Let's go. Let's have a weekend, okay? Let's make some fucking money.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.